Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
In Louisiana, employees from every industry enjoy equal air quality in the workplace. They're protected from the hazardous effects of breathing smoke at work, and that's a good thing, because everyone deserves the same basic right to smoke-free air.
Some restrictions apply, not true for workers in bars or casinos in the state of Louisiana, including bartenders, cocktail waitresses, dealers, musicians, and all other employees. When we say equal, we mean just for some people.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. See the results of recent air quality testing in local bars and casinos at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The OPT.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. And if you hear the glee in my voice, it is because it's there, and I can hardly contain myself. Y'all, it's Thursday, April 12th. It's 7:35 a.m., and you're on point. You know what? Today is the day that we'll be talking to Bishop T.D. Jakes.
T.D. Jakes.
D.C., I could not be more excited. Not simply for the OPT network, but for all of the listeners, because we know that this conversation is going to break some chains in some people's lives. And we know that this is going to be powerful for Central Louisiana and for the world around that are listening online via the web at www.onpointcxmas.com. So, you know, yes, we're excited, but we're excited about the deposit that we believe that is going to be left with the OPT Network, D.C.
Absolutely. And I talked to Bishop Jakes on yesterday. He is excited about it. Of course, you know, he has no shortage of words. He is impactful.
Mm-hmm.
He is insightful.
Thoughtful.
He is just thought-provoking. I mean, and he is everything that they say he is.
Absolutely. Y'all, we're so excited. Listen, if you're on point, D.C., we're ready to get started. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll be back right after this.
Let's do it. Hello, Bishop Jakes.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it. Ladies.
Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning and welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, April 12th, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Carol Kinder. Get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600, Red River Bank, and of course, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is there to serve you. If you're in Bunkie, you can simply phone him at 318-346-6695. And if you're in Avoyelles Parish, you can do the same thing. The number again is 318-346-6695. Also, we thank Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. And Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton. We want to remind you, as always, it is a school morning. Kids are traveling in, buses are traveling in. Please be mindful about those school zones. They are in effect until 9 o'clock every single morning. We just like to remind you to stay engaged, be careful, slow down, and get there safely. If you're just joining the network this morning, we are just elated. If you've been listening, we've been telling you that Bishop Jakes was coming to the OPT network. Well, first of all, let me introduce him, DC, for those people who, on the off chance, may not know who the bishop is. Bishop Jakes is a renowned evangelist. He's an author. And Bishop T.D. Jakes is a charismatic leader. He's a visionary. He's an entrepreneur. And he is the senior pastor of the Potter's House in Dallas, Texas. With more than 30,000 members, Bishop Jakes was named America's Best Preacher. Yes, America's Best Preacher. By Time Magazine. This is only just a few of the voluminous accolades that we can attach to Bishop Jakes. But this morning, we are pleased and more than welcome to welcome Bishop T.D. Jakes for the very first time, but not the last, to the OPT Network to discuss his new book, Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. And first of all, we want to start by talking about Bishop Jakes being a New York Times bestselling author. But your latest book is entitled Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven. And Bishop Jakes, I want to first start by saying that we have seen you all across the country with this book. But what I have not seen is the magnitude and the anointing that this book really entails. I have not really seen that elicited.
And so that's what I want to talk about this morning. I want to talk about, first, how Let It Go was birthed and conceived in your spirit.
You know, I have, with great trepidation, quoted the Lord's Prayer all of my life, and the line that always made me a little bit uncomfortable was the line, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." I thought it was a very, very bold statement nestled in the prayer that so many people overlook, that we are asking God to forgive us as we forgive other people. And that's a real aggressive statement, considering that I have found that some of us who have been forgiven find it difficult to be forgiving, and to ask God to forgive us the way we forgive other people is a very vulnerable statement. And it led to just about a year of research and writing and prayer and whatnot over this whole idea of letting it go, and how we have a tendency to harbor unforgiveness and pain and guilt and shame and frustration against other people and even against ourselves. And I wrote the book to give a template for people who struggle with letting things go so that they can move on with their life.
And so why do you think that the book came out at this time, a time that is so important in history, especially on the cusp of where we are in America with racial tensions? Why do you think now?
You know, it's interesting. I think that the message of truth always swims upstream. It doesn't wait for convenience. It always goes against the grain. And so it is with this book, at a time when our country is riddled with racism and struggling with Congress. Everybody's bickering politically. And more personally, marriage rates are down. Divorce rates are up. Domestic violence is epidemic. Economy is bad. People have a thousand things that they're dealing with every day. And if they don't learn how to let things go, we're going to continue to be symptomatic as we are now, needing pills to go to bed, pills to get up in the mm-hmm. morning, pills to feel good about ourselves, pills to digest our food. And I think that much of that is stress-related, because we do not let go of yesterday, and we don't have the energy to handle today.
Absolutely. And so, as I read the book, Bishop Jakes, I wondered why it was critical, and it seemed critical, that you talked about your own life so personally and talked about forgiveness really being the trajectory that changed your life.
Well, you know, I don't think that you can really minister to people and remain obscure. You have to give up a pound of flesh in order to do it. And I shared in my own life, my own family, my own children, mm-hmm. parenting issues that came up, to say that I'm not exempt from the struggle and to relate to people. And incidentally, I have never, out of all the books I've written, and I've written over 30 books, I've never had a book that went to the Times list in 3 days. And continues to be a bestseller. That's before you can even get marketing out mm-hmm. of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is an issue that a lot of people in the church and outside of the church, black and white, rich and poor, struggle with. We incur injuries every day, and pain and disappointment, frustration with kids, with spouses, with coworkers, with church people, with preachers, with everything.
Mm-hmm.
We get in without consent, but how do we get out? How do we get release? And it seems to have struck a massive nerve. You mentioned earlier about the anointing. The thing that I've discovered at the book signings was the most amazing testimony. The people who read the book mm-hmm. and called people that they not spoken to for years. One guy said that he had only seen his father 3 times in his life, and he was 40 years old. He called his father and forgave him for his struggles. And some people are giving the book to people who have aught against them, saying it's time to let mm-hmm. it go. It's time to move on with our lives. It's been just riveting, the testimonies that we've gotten from birth mothers getting letters from children that have gone up for adoption, and there's been strife and pain between them. And very, very personal testimonies.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was reading the book, and the book is not a book that's preaching to you, but it's a book that chronicles really every aspect that you can imagine in a life.
You know, I tried to be as comprehensive as I could. I spent some time dealing with the difference between forgiveness and trust, and the fact that just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean that you trust them. We are commanded to forgive, but we're not commanded to trust, because the onus of rebuilding trust is on the perpetrator, on the person who lost it. And I begin to give tips and tools for people who have lost the trust at work or at home or in their marriage, and what they can do to begin to regain that trust. Because sometimes once you mess up, you don't know how to get back home. You're like the prodigal son stuck in the hog pen, and you can't find your way back to the father's house. And I begin to show, you know, you can rebuild trust with people who've lost confidence in you, and how you can begin to broach that subject systematically. And I think it's something that many, many people grapple with, because we do make mistakes. We're not always wicked, and I make a distinction between wicked and weak. There's a difference between wickedness and weakness. And because we all have weaknesses, sometimes people will throw you away just because they've become disappointed, or you haven't lived up to their expectations, or even your own expectations. And I tried to give them some kind of guideline, some kind of trajectory, how you can get it back when you lose it. And there's so many of us who've lost it. There's people who've gone to jail, had infidelity, lost jobs, lost homes, and people around you lose faith in you. But there's got to be a way that we rebuild. We can't just start new relationships every time we have a tear. We've got to be able to rebuild those relationships, or we can be rich financially and be bankrupt emotionally and spiritually. And so the gathering of things is not going to fix it. Making more money is not going to fix it. Right. Being beautiful is not going to fix it. And frankly, praying in tongues and shouting and dancing and falling out in the floor doesn't make people trust you.
Right.
So I just tried to be very practical about the book.
You know what, we've got to take a quick break here, but I would say to each and every person that is listening this morning, if you even think that you have an offense, and for those people who have no idea and think they have forgiven, this is a show and a book that you need not miss. We are joined by Bishop T.D. Jakes. The book is called Let It Go. I've got to get a quick break here, but we'll be back with more Bishop Jakes right after this. KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route. Calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Stormy Omardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been On Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Capital One Bank, Investing for Good, Brian Kubrow and Associates. Serious injuries, well, they just deserve serious consideration. For a free consultation, here's the number to phone. It's 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. For more information, simply pick up the phone and dial them at 318-442-0100. If you don't know already, we're joined by Bishop T.D. Jakes of the Potter's House. He's an author, he's an entrepreneur, he's a visionary. And you know, the reason why we prayed and we really, really sought God on why and how to present this book to Central Louisiana and the world, it was simply because people are unwilling to allow themselves to be vulnerable. And most of us have the mentality that if you did me wrong, you're on my list, my hit list, and you know what we call it in the world. And we're unwilling to forgive. And our mission every single day is to help and to sow into the lives of the people that listen to this show. And we talk about the word possibility and excavating. Well, that will never happen for any of us until we let it go. We're back now with Bishop Jakes. The book is so real. And this is what I thought about as I was reading the book, because there are so many Christians and so many believers and people that you talk to every single day that will tell you that they don't have issues with unforgiveness. And they are ultimately those people that have never forgiven but don't know it. How do we speak to those people?
You know, first of all, anytime somebody can walk in the room and change the atmosphere of the room, you have unforgiveness. Anytime their presence affects your space, you have something that needs to be reckoned with. And though church people are often in denial because they don't like hate the other person, the divorce rate in the church is higher than it is in the world. There's some issues there. We have some problems there. People are splitting and starting churches every day, falling out, pastors not speaking to each other, competing with each other. Those are issues. We can't just shout and dance over that. Within our own families, mothers and daughters at odds with each other, keeping grandkids, raising grandkids again, daughter off running around, hostilities on every hand, bad checks, co-signing on loans, never made a payment. And it's not necessarily the big thing where you come in and shoot up everybody in the house, but it's little oughts that continue to build and build and build until you don't even recognize your blood pressure is going up, you're becoming diabetic, you don't begin to realize that has something to do with why you don't sleep at night, or why you're depressed, or why you're gaining weight, eating to replace loneliness, just eating, just eating, just obsessively stuffed and still eating. We have all kinds of ways of masking unforgiveness.
And as you talked about the church, you were more than vocal and used very strong language in the book. And I just want to read this passage, and I want you to talk about why you were so vocal. It says, "I'm afraid the church has become a barrier to the process of forgiveness and not the conduit of grace for which it was created. If we are to experience the joy, freedom, and renewal that come with practicing the art of forgiveness in our lives, then we must reclaim the church as the center for healing spiritual sickness rather than the germ-carrying instrument of more disease." That is a strong, strong statement.
Did I say that? Well, you know, there's a lot of pressure placed on church people to fit in, to be accepted. We all want to be accepted. And the price for being accepted among spiritual people is often very, very high. And we put on our best face, and we go out there and put our very best self forward. But here's the problem with that. It's like going to the doctor and never being able to take off your clothes. If you can't be honest and say, this is where I'm hurting, this is where I'm swollen, this is what's wrong with me, then how can the physician correct what you're afraid to reveal? And we have to create an atmosphere that we demonstrate enough forgiveness that people feel comfortable that they can be accepted. Most of us spend all of our lives looking for people, looking for somebody who would love us if they really knew us, and the fear that if they really knew us, flaws and all, that they would turn away, it's very strong in the church. It's very strong in the church. And I think that it is because whenever we find out anything about anybody, we have a tendency to want to kill them. You know, maybe not physically, but we cut them off in a way that all the onlookers, all the people who stand by looking, are taking notes and saying, ooh, that could be me. And it puts you in more and more of a hiding mode than coming out transparent, where the grace of God should flow and the healing should go and the hospital should be open for patients and physicians. Our leaders are in trouble, because the blood that runs to the altar doesn't seem to run up the steps. And so when they have trouble, just because you know scriptures doesn't make you a good husband, doesn't make you a good wife, doesn't mean you balance your checkbook right, doesn't mean you pay your bills on time. You can be good at singing in the choir, but that doesn't mean you're good at being a good mother. And when people see your gift, they have a tendency to expect perfection. But there's a difference between the gift and the one who carries the gift. We all need grace and mercy and prayer and development, and yet we can't say so right in the middle of the hospital.
Speak.
Wow.
Speak.
And so with all that said, and we're seeing it with churches across America, how does the church receive this particular message? Because that's just one of the strong things that you said about the church, but you said several within the book. I mean, you didn't cut any you know, you didn't pull any punches.
No,
you just said it. How does the church begin to be a place of healing where people will come into that and will feel safe?
I think that, first of all, we have to go back to our core values of Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God has anointed me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, not to exacerbate their pain, but to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted. We have to go back to that. We have to go back to being merciful even when our secular counterparts are vicious. We can't join in the lynching and participate in stoning other people, because we have to realize that those that stone have scars and secrets too. And what we do is subtly teach every time we lynch someone, you know, particularly amongst African Americans, historically we would come out and watch the lynchings and then go back to our huts and talk about it. And many times we see lynchings in the church today. And I think that we need to go back to the core values of cutting the rope on our other brothers and sisters, even when they're wrong. See, people who are not guilty don't need mercy.
Wow.
See, when you are innocent, you want justice. If I take you to court and you're innocent, what you're praying for is, Lord, give me justice.
Right.
But when you're guilty and you go to court, you want mercy. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. When somebody is guilty, we have to be merciful. I'm not saying that we should let anything go on in the church and everybody do whatever they want to do, but I am saying that there ought to be some method of restoration and renewal rather than to just go into disowning the person or denial and not getting them the help that they need. Because people come to church because they're in trouble. Nobody cries out, Lord, save me, if you're not drowning.
Right.
So they come drowning, and then they have to act like they're not drowning.
Right.
And we need support groups for people coming out of prison, people dealing with drug addiction, people who are HIV positive, people who are struggling in their sexuality, people who are having trouble raising their children alone. We need to be providing the kinds of services that make people comfortable to be able to say, that's an area I'd like to learn more or grow about or need a support group in, rather than to say, you know, just praise the Lord, spin around three times and you got the victory. Everything doesn't go away that simply.
You know, as I was reading further in the book, and I just want to share this with our listeners, because this is another very strong statement before we've got to go to break. You say, my worst fear is that it has become the source, talking about the church, of an epidemic of prejudice, judgmental attitudes, and hypocrisy, a country club caricature of itself. It often seems like more of a place where elitism rules, and those with the right clothes, the best cars, and the most money come to mingle with their own kind. Very, very deep, DC. Very
deep.
Very, very emotional and vocal statements, Bishop, about the church. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to explore more of the book, Let It Go, and we're going to explore more of what we as believers need to do to be the change and to be the difference makers that we want to see. We're going to take a break here. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This evening, happy hour is happening all over Louisiana, and the crowd is going to be smoking.
When we say smoking, it's because Louisiana bars and casinos are the only places in our state where workers are forced to breathe the hazardous effects of secondhand smoke. When we say happy hour, we really mean unhappy hour. Restrictions on breathing clean air apply.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. Get information on smoke-free venues and events at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher.
Mm.
What you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help and help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit.
Mm.
Shame is not coming out. Power of breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but I'm now not.
This is the OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for a great gift ideas, a great place to purchase a gift, Terra Home is where you should start. 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. And also Axion, Texas, Louisiana. They make small business loans to small business owners with access to traditional sources of credit. And so if that's you and you're trying to excavate your possibilities and you need to make a loan and you're a small business owner, phone Axion, Texas, Louisiana at 888-215-2373. Aggressive Health Solutions, they specialize in specialty medical equipment, and they also help you if you've had breast surgery, if you need a prosthesis, or you just need to make sure that you get the proper bra fit. The number to phone is 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life, plus so much more. The number to phone is 318-767-2220. And St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we are more than honored to be joined by the world-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes, and we're discussing his new book, Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven. And one of the things that, among many things, that we really understood was as we talk about that word, the P word, the possibility, is that we're meeting people along our travels every single day that are not making it to the next level, that are not seeing the things that God has placed within. And what we really, really understood after reading and studying the book was that a lot of what's wrong with many people that have not reached the pinnacle or have not gotten the trajectory to move to the next level is they've been unable to let it go. And one of the things that I thought was critical in Let It Go is that we talk about the word possibility. And God kind of put that in our spirit, possibility and excavation. And after reading the book, Bishop, what we realized is that possibility will never happen if you can't let it go.
Right. Well, you know, we have a certain amount of energy. We have a certain amount of energy. That's why we get tired. We have a certain amount of energy. If you expend that energy in rehearsing the things that hurt you and the things that made you angry and what we're at odds about, that's all the less energy you have to fuel what's in front of you. You cannot empower your history and have power for your destiny at the same time. You have to let one or the other go. And most people let their destiny go and spend all their energy rehearsing what they did. And you just don't know what they said. And y'all know her. I know how she is. All this energy that you could be using to move you and your family and your life forward. But you have to let one thing or the other go. Either you let go of your destiny or you let go of your history.
Wow, that's powerful. And then you talk about cancer metaphorically in the book. And I think that that is just apropos to letting your destiny go. Because it becomes
the reason I chose cancer is because you can have it and not know it. And often by the time you realize it, it has spread. It's not a disease that stays in one place. It continues to eat up healthy parts of you. And that's where unforgiveness is. It won't stay against the perpetrator. It will continue to spread into other areas of your life, making you afraid to love again, afraid to invest in people again, afraid to help anybody again. See, it's not staying with the one person. It's eating up other relationships in your life. And I chose cancer because it has a way of creeping up on you, and that's the way unforgiveness is. And what I'm trying to say through the book is forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about the perpetrator. It's not about the perpetrator and that they didn't do anything wrong. It's not liberation for the perpetrator or vindication for the perpetrator. It's liberation for the victim. It says, I'm going to cut the umbilical cord that leaves me tied to this one event, this one fraud, this one failure, you, this one infidelity, and there I spend the next 20 years of my life angry about something that happened 20 years ago. Some people are angry with people who are dead. The person is dead. And if you wait for the person to say, I'm sorry, and to pay you back, and to say, please forgive me, what do you do when that person is dead or that person has no desire to do that? Then you remain enslaved to their decision. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about you.
And you know, one of the things that you talked about were some years ago that you had gone on the Oprah show, and the show was really about forgiveness. And I know we speak to men, but we speak really to women. Women who have had so many horrible things happen in their lives, where they were molested or they were not validated by their father, and have harbored that for years and years and years and continue to harbor it. How and where do they begin to let it go?
Some horrible atrocities have happened to women. One in three women molested between the ages of 5 and 15. One in five women will be beaten or bruised or battered by somebody who said that they loved her. Some tragic things happen early in our lives that continue to affect us as we reach into adulthood. And I think that we have to understand, you cannot forgive what you cannot understand. And understanding is a great usher that opens the door to forgiveness, and understanding that the person who did what they did, whatever they did, is sick in some way or weak in some way or broken in some way. And understanding that it makes it possible to forgive. If I came to you and I were handicapped, you wouldn't have unforgiveness because my leg was damaged or because I couldn't walk properly. You would understand that I have a limited range of motion, and yet we marry, become involved, are raised in homes with people who have emotional and sometimes mental handicaps, and to remain enraged at somebody who has a problem isn't healthy. You have to put it in its proper context, learn what you can from it, move beyond it, and use the pain for power, to empower you to help other people through the process as well.
Bishop, are you surprised that Christians seem to have a tougher time forgiving than non-Christians?
I am not surprised, because we learn what we are taught, and nobody's teaching it. I mean, we're teaching three steps to get a blessing, five ways to get a car, ten ways to get your house back. You know, we're teaching all kinds of things about other things. And I'm not saying those things are necessarily bad, but we are not teaching about sins of the spirit. The Bible talks about filthiness of the flesh and filthiness of the spirit. We do a real good job of preaching about obvious sins, fleshly sins, but we say nothing about pride. We say nothing about unforgiveness. We say nothing about jealousy, and anything you don't preach against becomes rampant. So while you may not smoke, drink, or chew, or run around with them that do, you may be arrogant, you may be proud, you may be self-righteous, you may be vindictive, you may be full of merciless attitudes, and nothing gets said about it Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and anything that is not corrected just grows like a weed.
You know, as we're sitting here, Bishop, and we're having this conversation, here's what came to my heart. And I want to just share this with our listeners. And the people that are on point this morning, I don't want you to just listen. I want you to listen and hear this word with your heart. This is what came to my spirit. Will you allow forgiveness to usher itself, or unforgiveness to usher itself into your life and create a stronghold that will potentially keep you from reaching and fulfilling your destiny? That's a question I hope that you'll ponder and you'll think about. Will you let the offenses of a church, of a husband, of a father, of a wife, of a friend, will you allow those potential atrocities, that history that you've created that has happened in your life, will you hold on to that, or will you release it for the bigger picture, for the destiny, for the things that God has placed in you that are waiting to be birthed? Will you let it go? Will you forgive? That's what I want you to ponder during the break. We're going to come back with more Bishop T.D. Jakes right after this. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966. On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Gubero and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Phone them for your free financial checkup by dialing 318-473-4562 or just visit any of their locations. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa's always on point. She listens, she cares, and she understands insurance. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, just go to their website at hicksonhasit.com. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria.
I just want to say, Bishop, as we were reading the book, I believe that it is a book that every person in America should read, because so many of us are holding on to things. And one of the things that you talked about in the book is the idea of unforgiveness really being generational.
That, to me, was the most powerful part of the book, because it deals with, where did you get your mechanisms? Where did you learn your coping skills for conflict resolution? We don't take a course in school. We don't come here being unforgiving. Children are forgiving. 3-year-olds, you know, you can chastise them and they'll hug you in a minute right after the chastisement is over. A 10-year-old will get into a fight with the kid down the street and the parents will be angry and the kid wants to go play with. So we didn't come here with unforgiveness. We learn it in the environment that spawned us, our community, our family, how they process pain and deal with conflict, subtly teaches us that this is the way you do it. Mothers who hung up the phone and talked about people after they got off the phone, angry single mothers who are angry at the father and won't speak to them, they teach us this is how you deal with pain, this is how you process it. So by the time you get grown, you've got a DNA that's etched into the culture and the fabric of your family code as to how you process. And so when you turn that against another family member and he won't talk and the other brother won't talk to each other, then we never get resolution. Whether your family's mechanism was silence, sometimes we get angry and we don't talk, or whether it was talking, we get angry and we over-talk. We just nag about it and nag about it. We learn those behaviors. Mm-hmm. We don't come here like that. And if you can learn it, you can unlearn it. I think that's the most powerful part of the book.
I thought it was powerful too, but even more powerful than that, Bishop, when we talk about possibility, you spoke loudly and very clearly to me in the book about possibility and the way that your life changed because of unforgiveness. And as I was meditating on the book and many of the things that you said, I said to myself that Bishop Jakes is one of those people that we see in Ephesians, that we read about, that you have had what the Bible says, or what we see on the outside, you have been able to attain what is exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. What does that feel like?
Well, as I talked about in the book, much of the things that happened in my career, my opportunities were born out of offenses. Had I not managed the offense appropriately, I would have lost the opportunity. Many, many times people can't see the bigger picture. My mother would say they throw out the baby with the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throw out the part that's dirty, but keep the main thing the main thing. And I've learned through the opportunities that have been extended to me because I've had an opportunity to interact with some of the greatest CEOs and mm-hmm. actors and entertainers and preachers and presidents and world leaders across the country that really big people, I call them eagles, don't think like chickens. They don't have their head down, eating off the ground. They see the long distance benefit of maybe this person will not work in the slot that I had them, but that doesn't make them worthless. And seeing every offense as an opportunity changed my life and changed my ministry. And I learned from the people that I've interacted with that really big people can have a disagreement about the issue. They attack the issue without attacking the individual.
That's good. One more question, Bishop, before we got to let you go. You know, in the wake of Trayvon Martin and everything that is happening in America, and all of the media coverage that we have seen and the sadness that we've all felt, what would you say to America at this moment and at this time?
Well, when it comes to the whole issue with Trayvon, I think that he is a symptom of a far bigger fever that is festering in the body of in the fabric of this country, that we have not had the discussions that we need to have about racial profiling, about subtle ways that we have biases, about our judicial systems and some of the biases that have been inherent, not only in Florida, but across the country in our judicial systems. The stats will bear us out that African Americans and minorities are more likely to be prosecuted for the same crime than other people groups and what have you. These sorts of things, we know them, but we've not really dealt with them. And I would say to this nation that we need to really hold our elected officials who are paid by our taxes accountable to do their best job. I don't think that it is practical for us to expect America to rid itself of racism because no other country has done that. It's black and white and brown in America, but if you go to Czechoslovakia, they have their issues. If you go to Africa where everybody's black, they divide about tribes. Everybody, Cain, kill Abel, it's going to be everywhere. What we don't allow and what we can't allow is for our judicial systems and for our elected officials and for those people who give us loans and those people who make decisions for those country, for our country to allow those biases to operate within the systems of leadership that lead over us. And I think that worse than the atrocities that happened to Trayvon is the way that it's been handled. My hope is now that the public light has been turned on this issue, that our country will live up to its highest and best ideals and make the changes that needs to be made. And I would say one other comment about this.
Sure.
Anytime any issue is tried in the media,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to get a clear perception of what really happened. It's going to change every day. Those of us who interact with the media and do interviews with the media understand that sometimes what you said versus what they reported,
right.
What you meant versus what got said are totally different. The media is not the best conduit to seek justice.
That's right.
But it is a great conduit to turn the light on the judicial system where we can look at DNA and we can look at real hard
mm-hmm.
evidence and find out what really happened. We don't know what happened. None of us know exactly what happened. But
That's
what
right.
we do know is that we want fair and just treatment. And wherever that takes us, we'll accept that. We did not want this case to be ignored, nor any case
That's right.
where anybody has been suspected of abusing or mistreating
right.
anybody's child.
Anybody's child.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Anybody's child. Bishop, one other thing you've got a movie coming out, Woman Thou Art Loosed, on the 7th day in theaters, April 13th. How excited are you about that?
I'm extremely excited about it. I mean, when Blair Underwood and Pam Grier came together with Sharon Leal and other actors to go into Louisiana, shot in New Orleans, a film on the seventh day, it was just powerful to bring that kind of acting power. I was glad for AMC Theaters who have partnered with us, and you can go on AMC websites and find out where all Woman Are Loose on the Seventh Day is being played. But it's exciting for me. It's a great movie. It's a provocative movie, and it's a gritty movie. It's not Jumping the Broom. It's not a comedy. It's a thriller. And in the movie, we talk about the abduction of a child in this family. And when this child is abducted, all the family secrets come out. And it's a real issue to see how the family comes back together again. One of the reasons we took on this tough topic is that, again, African-American children are abducted in this country
Absolutely.
At amazing, alarming rates. They don't always get the Amber Alerts. Mm-hmm. They don't always make it to the Nancy Graces and the CNNs of the world. And their voices are unheard because their parents don't have the resources or the affluence to be taken as seriously as other people do. And so I wanted to begin to discuss this because I've fathered five children. I can't imagine what it would be like to have woke up one day and one of my kids be taken away and not have the voice to really get out there and be heard. And so I'm hoping that people will enjoy the movie, but I also hope that they will also walk away and understand that we have to shine a light on our cases, whether through social media or whatever, to get people to take notice that we love our children too.
Absolutely. The book is called Let It Go. Forgive so you could be forgiven. Bishop, where can we get the book?
You can get it anywhere. Barnes & Noble is featuring it, so any Barnes & Noble should have it. Walmart has it. Target has it. Amazon.com, you can get it just about anywhere. Books are sold. Books a Million carries the book as well. If they happen to be out of it, they can order it for you and get it very, very quickly. Let It Go is just transcending all barriers. You don't necessarily have to go to a Christian bookstore to find it.
Absolutely. Bishop, we want to thank you, first of all. We know you have been on an amazing tour with this book, and you are working harder than any of us could ever, ever imagine. But
you can follow me on Twitter. Anybody else can, add Bishop Jakes. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize how much work goes into it. They just see you, and they don't think you do anything all day but golf and fish or something. But it is pretty aggressive schedule.
But you know what? We well understand. We can't really fathom what that feels like, but we understand the magnitude of your schedule. And we are, as I said at the top of the show, we are more than honored that you have taken the time. And most importantly, Bishop Jakes, we want you to come back to the OPT Network anytime.
I would love to do that. It's been a joy to talk with you and to meet your husband as well. And to all of your viewers that are listening out there, really, I'd love for you to get the book. But even if you don't, do something nice for somebody that you might have thought didn't deserve it. It's about you and about your character and growing as a person. Whatever you're holding in your heart, let it go. You'll be healthier, you'll be happier, and you'll have the energy you need to face what's before you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bishop.
Bishop, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you both. Have
God
a great
bless
day.
You as well.
Hold on one second, Bishop.
All I can do is just take a deep sigh and a deep breath. Y'all, so much to chew on. Again, let me just, I don't know how many ways to say thank you to Bishop Jakes other than DC to say thank you. He spent way more time with us than we had originally scheduled. We want to thank Bishop for being so gracious and so kind with his time, because we know that there is a message that each and every one of us needs, and it is the message of forgiveness. And so many powerful, powerful motifs, if you will, came from this book. The book transcends all barriers. And this is why, DC, I have been so I mean, I have been so excited. I have had butterflies. I have been on the edge of my seat the entire show. Because I know that this is an opportunity for everybody listening.
Everybody.
To understand that we're not commanded to trust, but we are indeed commanded to forgive. And I am telling you, I have prayed and I have thought about and I ask the question so many times, why is one person doing and living their dream and stepping out of the boat? And then there is another who never gets out of the boat. And after DC, we read this book. We understood that a lot of that was locked into forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Or the lack thereof. I am telling you, whether you're a believer or you're an unbeliever, forgiveness is the key to unlocking your destiny. And I asked you the question earlier, are you willing to just hold on to that history? Are you willing to allow the cancer that Bishop Jakes talks about metaphorically, and even in many cases, literally, are you willing to sacrifice your destiny for that? I say no. And this is why you have felt my heart on this book. I am telling you, DC, I don't get a dime for selling Bishop's book, and I'm not trying to sell it. What I'm telling you is that if you're looking for the answers, if you're seeking your purpose, if you're trying to figure it out, maybe it's because you have held unforgiveness for so long that it's a cancer that you don't even know that you have. And the worst part, DC, even worse than all of that, people are sitting and they've heard Bishop. Many will read the book and people are really saying, but I did forgive, but I'm not going to forget. It just doesn't work that way. You got to let it go. Y'all, this has been phenomenal.
Yes.
Got to get a break here. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this. KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, president of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, we're wrapping up an amazing conversation with Bishop T.D. Jakes, New York Times best-selling author. Listen, the book is so powerful that it went to the New York Times best-selling list in only 3 days. The book is called Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven. And, you know, as we were sitting and, you know, having conversation with Bishop and we were just thinking about how this would impact the people who are part of this network and people who listen to the show. And one of the things that I really, really, really want to resonate deep down in your spirit is this, especially, DC, for Christians, for believers, people who quote Absolutely. The Bible and know the word, that if you're walking in unforgiveness and you have lied to yourself and told yourself that you have forgiven, but you're holding aught, you will never see the real and true greatness that God has for you and in your life. So we are saying, the book is saying, we are imploring you to forgive. And one of the things that I thought about in our own lives were the times that we had to forgive. And I know a lot of women, and I said it during the show, a lot of women hold a lot of unforgiveness for fathers who were absent or who were present but really absent. A lot of us are drinking poison, hoping that the other person will die. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen. And I've told this story one other time, and I just want to share it again because I think it's going to be poignant for someone. That for many, many years, I had not been affirmed by my father. I had not been loved by my father the way that I thought I should have, the way that I thought he could have. And just, it builds up so much in who you ultimately become. Several years ago, I met a lady at a church, and I was struggling with some pain. I had some back issues. I was walking on a cane. I mean, just having troubles. This was many years ago. And the lady said to me, she said, just out of the clear blue, we were having a conversation, of course, and she says, you need to forgive your father. Well, I got downright indignant. I said, what? I need to forgive him. If anything, he needs to be asking for my forgiveness. Well, she began to run it down to me. And as believers, ladies, we can't hold unforgiveness in our hearts for our fathers, for our husbands, for our exes. We can't do it and expect to see the greatness and the fullness of what God has stored up for us. Not on the other side, but on this side. So long story short, I call my dad and I say to him, you know, I may have hurt you. I take on the responsibility. I say I may have hurt you over time. And I don't know what I did, because oftentimes we can get so self-righteous. And all that means is that self is always right. And I said to him, you know, I just want to ask you to forgive me if I have hurt you in any way. And then he began to have this conversation about everything that he did and everything he tried to do and everything that was wrong. And then he started to bring up my siblings. And I said, you know what? This is not about anybody else. I'm not calling to be the spokesperson for anybody. This is about you and I. And I said, I am asking you for your forgiveness. And he said, what did I do to you? How did we get here? And he kept on, he persisted. And I said to him, you know what? On the biggest, most important day of my life, you were not there. The day that I got married, I asked you to be a part of my wedding. I asked you to walk me down the aisle, and you refused. And not only did you refuse, but you didn't even show up. And you know what happened? He began to weep. But the long story that is short is that we reconciled. And God said to me, how can you say that you love me, your heavenly father, when you don't even love your earthly father? I am telling you, ladies, a lot of us are dealing with it, but when you let it go and you drop that bag of ashes that has weighed you down, he talked about the eagles. Don't you want to fly with the eagles? Aren't you tired of holding your head down, being down with the chickens? I said to my sister friend Jean, I said, I'll never eat chicken again. Never eat it again. It's a mentality. It's a mindset. We say to you this morning, soar with the eagles.
Soar.
Let it go. Forgive so that you can be forgiven. But most importantly, you got to put your eye gates on this book, because I say it every time I read a book. They're powerful. But this one is not just powerful. It's life-changing.
Get the book.
If you're ready to change your life, if you're ready to start soaring with the eagles, go out and get this book. Put your eye gates on it. But most importantly, let it go. Ah, I tell you.
Exhale.
Yeah, that's what I feel like I need to do, DC. I feel like, DC, what, you have anything quick, real quick? Because I know we're out of time.
Man, I just want to say to you, well done. There's not a whole lot I can say. You did an excellent job. The questions were excellent. They were compassionate. I think you got out of him what we wanted for him to come and address to Central Louisiana. You've been blessed, Central Louisiana. God bless you. You've been blessed.
Wow. That sums it up. We have been blessed, Central Louisiana. And you know what? This is not about how many famous people we can bring to the OPT. This is about ministering to the hearts and the souls of those people that are a part of the official OPT network. We do. We love you so much.
But God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Don't forget, be the change that you want to see. And I got to add this. Let it go. Forgive so that you can be forgiven. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday, y'all. It's all downhill. We'll be back on Friday, but we're wrapped for today.
Lily Ledbetter will be here tomorrow talking about equal pay for all women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation